A very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritusiet, and we have a packed show for you with some fantastic music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Sara Donfina with Moving On from Melody Festival in 2009, the Swedish national final, and that came sixth in Melody Festival in that year. And Melody Festival is the biggest national final of any country picking their entry for the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's a spectacular show. Everybody in Sweden watches it, and they have so many fantastic songs from their national finals each and every year, and it never ceases to amaze me how contemporary and how awesome their songs are in their in the national finals each year. So I love Melody Festival, and I need to go one year. I haven't been yet, and I must go. And this year in particular with Melody Festival, and there was no exception. So I'm going to play you this incredible song that came third in this year's Melody Festival. And I'm going to let them introduce the song.
Hi, this is Hannah Firm.
And Liamo from Sweden.
And this is our song, Hold You.
Enjoy.
Wherever you go, I will follow.
Wherever you go, I will follow.
Somewhere far behind the scenes, 2017, the start of a story. Rumors about you and me, talking about our chemistry, but no need to hurry.
'Cause I will light up your heaven tonight, light up your whole world, just for you, just for you. Wherever you go, I will follow. Whenever you know, just let me hold you, let me hold you. Don't be afraid, I will show you. I'll make it okay, just let me hold you.
Just that way, I'm not gonna leave, I'm here to stay. 'Cause I ain't nobody if I ain't got you. Even if time will fly away, we will be hotter than a flame. 'Cause I ain't nobody if I ain't got you. No, if I ain't got you.
Wherever you go, I will follow. Whenever you know, just let me hold you. Let me hold you.
Sometimes love's a blend, a warm
Michelle, to Live for Love, Wer Liebe Lied, that is Germany's Eurovision entry in 2001, coming eighth. I love and adore that song, and I hope you did too. The German, originally on the stage, she sang multilingual, so she did it half German, half English. And personally, I prefer that one. But still, I love it. And I can imagine her voice, for many people, is sort of like a bit of a Marmite type of voice. I can imagine people liking it and loving it, like I do. and many people not enjoying it. And that's what the fandom mostly says, really. So, yeah, there we are. If you want to voice your opinions and get in contact with us with a request or dedication, it is easy peasy lemon squeezy. You can send us a message and like our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at ESE Showcase, and you can send us an email, ESEshowcase@gmail.com. And Robert Wallstrom in Gothenburg, Sweden, has requested a song for us this week. Robert, lovely to hear from you. Regards to Frederick, and we hope to see you both very soon. And you've requested a song from the Irish National Final in 2012. And this is a lady who represented Ireland in 2005 with her brother, I believe, Donna and Joe, it was. And they sang the song Love with a question mark. And they didn't qualify out of the semi-final that year. But Donna wanted to go solo and try and represent Ireland again that year in Baku in Azerbaijan, but it was the following year from Jedward, and Jedward wanted to represent Ireland again, so with the stardom of Jedward was no match for Donna, sadly. But this is a fantastic song, much better than the 2005 entry, I must admit. So here is Donna McCall from Ireland. Here is Mercy.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Birds and bees and apple trees are things money doesn't buy but sunshine brings. Oh, how beautiful they can be when you say the one you love is me. Here we are, free to go, when you say you love me so. I just love my little world. I don't need no new sensations. All I want's this simple life. Loving you's a sweet temptation. I just love my little world. I don't need no new sensations. All I want's a simple life. Loving you's a sweet temptation. We're not rich, but everything is fine. I'm sure the one I love is mine. I don't need to be a millionaire. Money doesn't make a love affair. Here we are, free to go. That's what makes me love you so. I just love my little world. I don't need no new sensations. All I want's the simple life. Loving you. Temptation. I just love my little world. I don't need no new sensations. All I want's this simple life. Loving you's a sweet temptation. I just love my little world. I don't need no new sensations. All I want's this simple life. Loving you's a sweet temptation.
Austria, 1976. That is Waterloo and Robinson with My Little World. Coming fifth with 80 points, the same year as the Brotherhood of Man won with Save Your Kisses for Me. And I'm going to be playing a song of theirs a little later on in the show. Yes, so stay tuned for that. Quite excited about that. But personally to me, the 1976 contest is probably one of the most strongest, and one of the, my favourites, because practically all of the songs I adore. So it was a very difficult contest to re-watch and realise that, you know, the UK was going to win. But there were so many other good songs too, so it just probably goes to show how strong the Brotherhood of Man were as winners of Eurovision 1976. Yes. So at this time, right about the 20 past the hour mark on a Sunday afternoon in the 5 o'clock hour, it's time for us to do something incredibly random. Yes. It is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request. This is a part of the show where we get the two hats out. One of the hats have got countries in, little bits of paper, and another hat with the little bits of paper with years on. We then glue that together and we play that song randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So we've got countries all the way from Andorra to Yugoslavia, and years from 1956 all the way to 2019. So, let's get this going. Okay, so the country first. Okay, thank you, Rob. Okay, and we have got Luxembourg. Oh, okay, that's interesting. Earlier this week, Anne-Marie David has requested that RTL, the Luxembourgish broadcaster, to come back to Eurovision. So, let's hope they do soon. But they left in 1993, so are we going to have a A modern year? Oh yes, 2016. Can't do that. So let's do another one. Oh, 1961. We can do that. And that's their first winner. Can you believe it? Wow. Yes, Luxembourg's first winner, 1961, is Jean-Claude Pascal with Nous les Amoureux. Oh yes, he's very much the Frank Sinatra of the French-speaking world, he was. An incredible song, obviously sung in French this year. The previous year, in 1960, they sang in Luxembourgish, which they haven't done very often at the Eurovision Song Contest. The only other time other than 1960 where they sung in Luxembourgish was in 1992. Marion Walter and Connected with Souffrai. Yeah, which didn't do very well at all. It came second last with only 10 points. And those 10 points, I believe, only came from Malta. And that was it. Sad. But Jean-Claude Pascal, and this is an amazing song. It's called Nous les Amoureux, We the Lovers, or Us Lovers. It means We the Lovers, technically. was the winning song of Eurovision 1961, performed in French for Luxembourg. Jean-Claude Pascal, who is French. Yes. The song was performed 14th on the night, following the Danish entry, and preceding the UK entry, which was the Allisons with Are You Sure? By close of voting, it received 31 points, placing it first in a field of 16, and thus helping Luxembourg to achieve the rare feat of moving from first to last in successive years. So they came last in 1960 with that Luxembourgish song. So there we are. So due to the contest overrunning in time, the reprise of the song was not shown in the United Kingdom. The UK's coverage shortly ended after the voting had finished and the winning song was declared. The song was succeeded by the contest winner of 1962, the French entry, Isabelle Abreu with Un Premier Amour. Yes. So, basically, the song didn't do particularly well in the charts, from what I can find out. But, basically, Jean-Claude Pascal went on to big, big things. He was born in Paris on the 24th of October 1927, and he sadly passed away on the 5th of May of 1992. And he also represented Luxembourg in 1981 in Dublin in Ireland with a fantastic song called C'est peut-être entre par l'Amérique. It may not be American. So that was quite a sweet song, but he really didn't set the board alight at the 1981 contest. The scoreboard is what I meant to say. They only managed to come 11th with 41 points. So, now let's hear this week's Rob's Random Request. Luxembourg, 1961. Jean-Claude Pascal with Nous les Amoureux.
On voudrait nous empêcher d'être heureux. Nous les amoureux, il paraît que c'est l'enfer qui nous guette, ou bien le fer et le feu. C'est vrai. Les imbéciles et les méchants nous font du mal, nous jouent des tours. Pourtant rien n'est plus évident que l'amour. Nous les amoureux, nous ne pouvons rien contre eux. Ils sont mille et l'on est deux, les amoureux. Mais l'heure va sonner
des nuits moins difficiles, et je pourrais t'aimer sans qu'on en parle en ville, c'est promis, c'est écrit. Nous, les amoureux, le soleil brille pour nous et l'on dort sur les genoux du bon Dieu. Nous, les amoureux, il nous a donné le droit au bonheur et à la joie d'être deux. Alors, les sans-amour, les mal-aimés, il faudra bien nous acquitter, vous qui n'avez jamais été condamnés. Nous, les amoureux, nous allons vivre sans vous, car le ciel est avec nous, les amoureux.
Yes, the legends of Eurovision 1976 for the United Kingdom, the Brotherhood of Man, with their one of their follow-up singles after they won Figaro, which is such a joyous, happy song which you could quite easily sing along to, and it makes you feel good, it makes you feel positive, it makes you feel everything's going to be okay. Yes, positivity is everything, people. Indeed. Right, so coming up next, I'm going to keep you updated with what's going on in the world, believe it or not, in June, yeah, it does happen, of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 9th of June, 2019. The official Eurovision fan group, OGAE, have announced all of the entrants for the second chance round, well, the second chance contest, which has been held every year since 1987 among the national branches of the OGAE, the official Eurovision fan club. Songs that did not win their country's national selection are eligible to take part, and members of the fan clubs then vote for their favourite song. 24 songs will take part in this year's contest, and Croatia and Moldova are the new ones to be represented through the OGAE Rest of the World group, and both are returning to the contest after last competing in 2011-2015. The UK entry is Kerry Anne with Sweet Lies, and we wish everyone all the best. Within the last week, the Slovakian broadcaster RTVS has confirmed to Eurocontest.cz, the Czech Republic Eurovision news page, that they will not be returning to the Eurovision Song Contest in the foreseeable future. The press spokesperson for RTVS in Slovakia has stated that they have no plans to do so, though you never know. Obviously, we've got another 11 months to the next Eurovision, so stay tuned. Seven countries have confirmed to RTL that they are bidding to host Eurovision 2020. A total of seven countries have now been confirmed. They are Maastricht, Rotterdam, Arnhem, Utrecht, Amsterdam, Leeuwarden and Den Bosch. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasius, and you're listening to 92.3 Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
This is Mickey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, La Venda. Enjoy it.
La venda ya cayó.
Hello, this is Mahmoud from Italy. And this is my song, Soldi.
Come se avessi avuto soldi, soldi. Dimmi se ti manco te ne fotti, fotti. Mi chiedevi come va, come va, come va. Adesso come va, come va, come va.
Hello, this is Michael Rice from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Bigger Than Us. Enjoy.
Bigger.
Favorite station.
Forest FM.
Forest FM.
Cântec de-ar fi viața mea, vesel, trist, tot l-aș cânta. Nu aș rata nicio notă. Râu de-ar fi, l-aș înnota, până la mare l-aș urma. Nu m-aș opri niciodată, știi că viața n-are buton de rewind, să pot să întorc.
ce-ai pierdut. Nu poți nici să pui pe pauză când nu știi ce-i de făcut. Dacă mâine noaptea n-ar mai
Voltage, Delica Pat. There we are. That is Romania 2015. An amazing song and a really quite heartwarming song to basically get the attention of all the Romanian migrants that there have been all across the world and let them know that home is still there. Quite powerful stuff, really. And you know, you get that at the Eurovision Song Contest, obviously. You get the serious, you get the light and fluffy, you get the absolute crazy, or you get things that bring you almost to tears. And one of those songs, which is really light and fluffy, still makes me smile and realise how cheesy it really was, certainly for its time, and still to this day. I can't believe it actually went to Eurovision, but Malta liked doing that, so you might be able to guess what I'm going to play next. Yes, it's Julie and Ludwig with On Again, Off Again. This is Malta 2004.
Look at me, I need some attention. I'm a girl of serious intention. Just like a butterfly, my wings can take me high to touch your piece of sky. Though I can fly away, hey, cool or run away, I choose to hold your life more than one night.
You are everything and nothing in one.
What do you mean?
Your love goes from the north to the south.
I disagree.
I just can't understand anymore.
Off again, like the rhythm of rain, we need to the
The Netherlands 1983, Bernadette with Sing Me a Song, coming seventh with 66 points. Now, I have a big guilty pleasure for that. I absolutely adore that song. And then there are so many great Dutch Eurovision songs over the time which probably should have won the contest. Whichever one they were competing in, but certainly this one I adore. But the 1983 contest, let's face it, was an incredibly strong contest, and there were some fantastic songs that came towards the bottom. even though I'm not a big fan of the Spanish entry that got nil point, as many of you guys know, Ken Mihelmi Barca from Remedios Samaya. Though I give her props and a huge amount of respect for what she did, singing in her father's bathrobe. It didn't look great. Oh dear, those were the days. Those were the days. But the Netherlands got 12 points from Switzerland that year, so congratulations to them. The UK only gave it 1 point, which I was not impressed about in 1983. No. So, speaking of emotion, let's move on. Well, earlier we were speaking about emotion, but yeah. so let's hear this week's Live and Kicking. Live and Kicking this week takes us to the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest and the song that came sixth, singing one of the most beautiful languages in the world, Estonian. Now, I have to mention, earlier this week on Twitter, our lovely friend Sasha, which all Eurovision diehard fans know and love for her amazingness and incredible awesomeness, actually shared a video from live from Estonian television of a Koit Tum, who represented Estonia twice in 1998 and with Laura in 2017, sang a Estonian version of this year's Eurovision winner Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands, and it sounded beautiful, that song. The Estonian version of Arcade, and I've retweeted it, so if you want to check that out, you can on our Twitter feed at ESE Showcase. And big thank you to Sasha for sharing that with us. So yes, we're going to 2012 and the Estonian entry, which came sixth, and it was incredible, and he is a gorgeous man. It is Ott Lepland with the song Kula.
Räägib silmapiir kuula, kui kaugele ta viib kuula, mis tuulel öelda veel kuula nüüd. Medus on teel oota, neis valgus püsib kuula, kui singab sinu maa.
Varjudesse teome
Majesty. Thank you, Europe. Thank you, Azerbaijan. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. My name is Nevena. I come from Serbia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Kruna, the Crown.
Nevena Bozdovic, representing Serbia this year, 2019, with Kruna, the Crown. And shame on you, British public. This was last in the televote in the grand final. You have no taste, no taste. but those are the performance, the vocal, spectacular, absolutely awesome. So I don't know what was going on there. Right, we're going to move on to our last song. It's a bit of cheesy campness. And if this is Norway 1985, this is amazing. This is Bobby Sox with Let It Swing.
Oh,
Norway's first Eurovision winner, 1985, Bobby Sox with Alade Tvinga, Let It Swing. Well, that is your Eurovision showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasius. And I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. where we got plenty more Eurovision music from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, of course. Yeah. So, take care of yourselves. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase as well. So we hope to see you next week. Arrivederci, au revoir, Wiedersehen, Vissla do Bizenia, and I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.